You're with SBS Radio.
Welcome to NITV Radio, Narelle Anderson.
Thank you.
Now, you're one of the finalists in the 2019 Ethnic Business Awards, and this is for your organization, your business, EnviroBank.
EnviroBank runs a national network of recycling depots that operate in the container deposit state. So we pay people for recycling, 10 cents for every bottle and can that they bring back to us that is eligible under the relevant container deposit schemes. And we also have a really cool rewards platform too that enable people to cash in those containers and perhaps get a flight with Virgin or Coles vouchers or Hoyts movie tickets, lots of other fun things on the platform.
Yeah, this is the specificity of your business, this paying back for recycling. And you've been doing this for how long? Have you been doing this?
So I've been in the waste and recycling industry for 18 years, so some time. And EnviroBank has been in operation for 10 of those 18 years, so yeah. Some time.
Yeah, it's quite some time. And one of the categories you're in is because your business is an Indigenous-run business.
Yes, that's right. I'm an Indigenous woman on my mother's side. My mother was Aboriginal. My great-uncle was the late Senator Neville Bonner.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of work with recycling in Aboriginal communities because that's something that's really important and special to me for obvious reasons. And we're really proud of the work that we do there.
Yeah, and this is not your first environmental business. You started business actually quite some time ago, and this is your second venture.
That's right. My first business was a company called CBD Enviro Services that I ran for 8 years before I sold it on to a public company, and had a couple of weeks off and thought, you know, I needed to do something else and started up EnviroBank.
Something that actually caught my attention is your business being a finalist. And it's a very special time for the Indigenous community because this is, at the same time, Indigenous Business Month. October is Indigenous Business Month. And this year's theme is Indigenous Ingenuity in Business. So this ties in very, very beautifully in that theme.
Yes, it's certainly very fortuitous for us to be nominated at that particular time. I think for any business, not just Indigenous business, it's always great to receive recognition for, you know, the good work that you're doing out in community and in the greater world. So we're certainly very delighted to be acknowledged and nominated for such an award in some very fine company too. And I think it's really great that the award exists because it's important. It's important to receive the acknowledgement when you're doing the hard yards.
Yeah. Are you planning to take it global?
Currently, we operate only in Australia. We haven't discounted going offshore,
yeah.
But there's still quite a bit of work for us to do in Australia, and we're not quite done yet. So we'll stick to home shores for the next little while anyway.
Yeah, because I saw some of on YouTube, there's a video of you partnering with a multinational company, installing one of your machines in their businesses. I'm not going to name it here, but people can check it out on your YouTube. That was a few years back already.
We work with a lot of national retailers and property managers.
Yeah.
We have been for some time. Everybody's really interested in how to get the best out of their recycling services these days, and kind of makes it easy if you're working with EnviroBank because we actually pay you for it. So for many companies, that's been a cost to the business before, and now we've got a business that actually pays people for recycling. So it's quite a popular service.
Yeah, but when people deposit their recycling stuff, how do you get paid?
So because we operate in the container deposit legislation,
yeah.
There is a legislation framework that sits around the containers that we collect,
yeah.
And we receive that money from the scheme coordinator, which is essentially a joint venture appointed organisation by the government. consisting of the major beverage companies, and we're contracted to them. We collect the containers, pay the consumers, and they pay us.
Yeah. Is your containers, are they the ones that we see now flourishing and everywhere near supermarkets? You find a big machine where people just go and deposit their stuff. Are they the same ones, or this is another?
We don't have our reverse vending machines in New South Wales because the scheme design here doesn't allow us to operate reverse vending machines in New South Wales, but we do operate reverse vending machines in other states and automated recycling depots. So we have 8 automated recycling depots where people can bring along bulk containers and recycle with us. And we also do a lot of schools, education programs and collections, and help a whole suite of not-for-profits also fundraise as well by cashing in cans.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, do you have any takeaway message for other Indigenous entrepreneurs and the people who actually, because a lot of people would learn a lot from you, so just a takeaway message for our listeners? And
sure. Well, certainly in anybody that's listening that is in a remote community, and if you don't have recycling in that community, then certainly jump on our website and send us a note, because we'd be happy to bring the service to you. To other Indigenous business owners that are out there, whatever the business they're in, I certainly, you know, wish you all very great success. And I think, again, the more awards that are like the one that we've been nominated for, that shine the light on Aboriginal business is a good thing. So I'm looking forward to the awards night and meeting the other Aboriginal businesses in the category. We're all winners. Whatever happens on the night, the acknowledgement is certainly great.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.